To learn tonight the parable of Nishmat Kol Chai. Nishmat Kol Chai, the Kishmet of Allah, decided we should see Nishmat Kol Chai on Shabbat. With your permission, the paragraph starts Nishmat Kol Chai. Nishma is what it means, the Neshama. Kol Chai. Of course Kol Chai. A dead one doesn't have one. This is Nishmat. Who is the soul? Nishmat Kol Chai. The Neshama of live one. Of course Neshama of live one. Abu Zantir. Nishmat Kol Chai. I say it in Hebrew. Okay? Nishmat Kol Chai, the Neshama of a live, what does it mean? Of course Neshama of a live one, the dead ones will not do anything. They say like this, Nishmat Kol Chai tevarech et Shimcha Hashem Elokim. The Neshama of a live one is going to bless your name. So the Neshama is blessing the name. The Ruach Kol Basar, the wind of the flesh, תפאר ותרומם, you should praise and elevate זכרך. שבחי ורוח כל בשר תפאר ולא נשמע כוחת. תפאר ותרומם זכרך. מה זה זאת מי? מה זה עוד אנגליש תהיה בזה?
Remember.
מה זה זאת מי? Wind ורוח כל בשר. The wind of every flesh. תפאר ותרומם.
Spirit.
No, spirit, okay. Tefayer, what kavanah do you have when you say Nishmat Kol Chai? The spirit is going to
glorify.
Beautiful. The Torah means elevate zichrecha. What zichrecha means? What does that mean? What kavanah do you have on Shabbat when you say that? תפאר ותרומם זכרך, עוד זכרך מי. מלכנו, תמיד, always, מן העולם ועד העולם אתה כן, from one world to the next world, from this world to another world, from a world to a world, אתה כן. You are strong, you know what Kel means. Meladecha, in Lanu Melo Golo Moshiach, besides you, I'm sorry, in Lanu, we don't have Melo Golo Moshiach, a king that can redeem us and save us, Vadeo Matil, Hanesom Rachem, Bechol Etzara Vetzukah, that can take care of us, support us, save us, support us, have mercy on us, Bechol Etzara and every time, Tzara Vetzukah, in every hard time. We're suffering. Ela no melech ela atar. We don't have a king beside you. No reason what it means. Elokei Rishonim, you the God Almighty of the Rishonim, of the first ones. What first ones? Which first one? Achronim, the last ones. Which last one? What do you have a coming down? You say. What do you say? Eloka kol briot. Hashem Almighty, that He is the God of all creatures. Adon Kol HaTolados, Master of all the creatures, the ones that are born. Ameulal Berob HaTishbachot, being blessed with most of the praises. Negel Amo Bechesed, leads his world with kindness. Avriyotav, his creatures, with Berachamim, with mercy. This is just a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what it means exactly. He decides to say before Ishtabach that God, He is the one that does everything for us. Hashem lo yanum ve lo yishan. God doesn't go to sleep. Of course, no. Ibn Yisrael doesn't go to sleep. No. Hashem lo yanum. God doesn't go to sleep. Of course, we think God is going to sleep. I mean, if you think Hashem is going to sleep, I mean, this is the biggest kfirah in the world. I mean, you're not allowed even to imagine that God has a form. Of course, He doesn't go to sleep. What do you mean? What cover do you have when you say that? I'm serious. How do you say Nishma? You know, this is the most important part of the whole Shacharit on Shabbat, says the Ari. Says the Ari, the whole punchline of Shacharit of Shabbat is Nishma Kolcha. Without Nishma Kolcha, if you miss it, you skipped it, you missed the major thing of Shabbat, there is no replacement for that. That's how important this Nishma Kolcha. We'll get to it in a minute, but the Ari says what it is. I'm saying, God doesn't sleep. Okay, this question really is not a question. Huh? No. By it's not. No. Mian is of course better, but it means you should say it. Well, somebody comes to the Knesset very late, and he was up the whole night, learning the whole night Zohar, and Sifrei Ari, and by the time he got to the Knesset, they're up to Shema Yisrael, so he wants to catch up Lachash with them, so you have to skip. So if you skip, you have to skip. By the way, I mean this is according to Mishnah Berurah, according to what I said, you have to skip and you have to start Yotzer Ovar Choshech. It means you skip Nishmat.
You can't go back?
It's not necessary to go back. Won't do it. Won't do the job. This is the halacha is that if you skip during the week on Shabbat, really after you skip, you don't have to go back whatever you skip. Because the power is when you say it in order. But after you skip, it's all over. So it's nothing to go back anymore. I mean, if you want to say Tehillim, you can say Tehillim. But as far as the Tfilah was put together, this is in this order only. If you skip, you missed it already. So, I had to skip because of a reason, because I wanted to catch up Lachash Monesri with the congregation. So you have a good excuse that you skip. But you cannot fulfill and see the things that Sheikh Nagdala put to say before and to say it after. It doesn't mean. So how have you said it even worse when you say it after? It's even worse. The tefillah was made like you're going to produce a car. So first you try the screws, the bolts, and then you start the car. And when the guy starts the car and he forgot to screw, you know, to tighten the bolts, you know, so what can happen. So, you know, after he drives the car, he's going to tighten it. I mean, it's all over. So like I said, if you can't have the case too late, there's nothing more to say what is necessary to do. I mean, it's good if you want to say something Tehillim, but to say whatever it says before the Tefillah, it's not necessary. Again, this question that I ask, I mean, this is Vashem Lanu Leishan, it means this is really Pasuk Tehillim. This is in Shir LaMa'alot, it says, Yine lo yanum ve lo yishan shomer Yisrael. It says in David HaMelech, it says in Tehillim, Achim Bechud doesn't sleep. Over there, you know what it means. Maybe it's the same thing. But then this is when okay, maybe it's the same answer. Maybe. Hashem lo yanum ve lo yishan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't sleep. Not only doesn't sleep, it doesn't even just go to sleep a few minutes. Amore Shenim wakes up the one that sleeps, and of course he wakes up. That's why we wake up, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wakes us up. It doesn't mean the alarm. What kind of a... I don't know what it means exactly. It's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu wakes up the one that sleeps. But the praise is that. It means that otherwise he would sleep forever. Mikitz Nedamim, he wakes up the one that sleeps very deeply. That's called Nedamim. Mesiach Elmim, the mute ones, the one that cannot speak, a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes them speak. Matir Asurim, release them from jail. Semech Noflim, the ones that are falling, the Kadosh Baruch Hu make sure they won't fall all the way down. The Kefka Kofim, the one that bent down, the Kadosh Baruch Hu raises them. We say it already in the morning, we say it already in Bekot HaShachar, part of those things that the Kadosh Baruch Hu does. What do you have to say that? I mean, what's the purpose of saying all these things? Well, why are you saying it? Why Hashem Yisrael went and took all those praises? He said you have to say it before Ishtabach on Shabbat. So what? What's the purpose of saying it? We say Birkot HaShachar, I said already the Pesukei Zimra, I praise God, the way I praise Him every day. Now it's, I don't know if it's a repetition or it's a found new word, but what's the purpose of saying it? I praise already God, I said the Brachot, and I said the Pesukei Zimra, I did the whole thing. He says, you have to say more things on Shabbat. For what I can say more things on Shabbat? If it's good, let me say it every day. Every day I should say it. He says, you go put it in the Tfilah. It's not just, you know, that I say it just like Tehillim. He says, I'll put it in the Tfilah before Yishtabach. I says, what do you have to accomplish by Yishtabach? Why it's before Yishtabach? What is this? What is this power from?
Spiritually, it puts you into a higher plane.
So do it every day. I don't know how it puts you. I mean, you say the whole thing is really repetition now. You hear the answer.
You're not working.
Huh? A lot of people are angry, but they don't work the whole year around.
That excludes
you. In Monty, they work 24 hours.
24 hours.
That's right.
Yeah. But they don't tell. They never stop from the child.
We split up the day well.
B'chal levadcha anachnu modim, we only thank you. I really don't understand what's the phrases. Really, just, you know, just words that you say about the Kadosh Baruch Hu and really they mean nothing. If our mouth would be full of song, like the ocean, like the water, like the beach, our tongue will sing like the waves. Our lips will praise God, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the sky, the brightness of the sky. Our eyes are going to shine like the sun and the moon. Our hands will be... Separate.
Outspread,
right. Like the eagles in the Shamayim. Our feet will be very light. Like deer. And then after us became, we won't be able to finish Lordot, to praise the Father Hashem Elokim Kavotino. We can't do it. Even if our mouth and our tongue and our lips will be this and that, we won't be able to finish what we want to tell you.
It's a beautiful thought, but I don't know what it is.
It really doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't mean anything. And then what's the purpose of saying it? I don't understand what you're saying it. We're trying to say it. The question is, what are we trying to say?
Well, Shabbos we have more time, so we've got to go to the States.
Right. But not before Shabbat. Before the Chulent. Before the Kegel.
That's it.
But not before Shabbat. I mean, you have the Kugel before Shabbat.
And why should we do
it? Mr. Nader told me that they do it after Chazarat HaShatz, when people read the Torah. He told me that they didn't Kiddush over there. Mr. Nader didn't tell me before Borcho. Now the Rabbi doesn't like it anymore.
Physically went up and he took the bottle
for it.
He's right.
Mom
Donna made him do it.
Sounds like Adam. Blamed his wife. And then after speaking, we're talking about Hashem Elokim, we're able to do it, but we're going to talk about to bless your name, Alachat Me'elef Alfei Alafim, one of the thousands of thousands, there are about tens of thousands and thousands, Samim Atavot, number of times, the good things, you did to our fathers and to us. In time, God, now we're going to go into Mitzrayim. It says, what now Mitzrayim? For what did you say now this Atamut Zukat, the Mitzrayim? What has to do now before Yishtabach? You're going to say it very soon. You're going to say it after Shema Yisrael. You're going to say, Zerat Abotenu, Atah Ba'olam. You're going to say it after Shema Yisrael. That's the Atamut Zukat of Mitzrayim. Why are you mentioning now this Zukat of Mitzrayim? For what? בבית אביב ניתנו ורעב זנתנו נתנו דזרט ואו הנגרי הקדש ברוך הוא ספורטד אז גבע ספוד בסמק לקלטנו he made us when we ate the man that's חכמים said it it means when he gave us the man we weren't hungry anymore even though that we had a set amount of money every day נחר אבי סנתנו he saved us from the sword of Amalek and other enemies We devil at the tunnel, we say you saved us from epidemics, the Khalaim Rahim and Imanim de Tano for bad sicknesses, strong ones, you picked us up, you saved us. Adina Zomachamecha, until here your mercy helped us. Your kindness did not leave us. Do not leave us forever. Therefore, the pieces of the body, the parts of the body, that you cut and you made them in shape, the spirit, the wind, the neshama, the soul, that you blew in our nose, the tongue that you put in our mouth, him, those are my part of my body, and the rest of the part of my body, you do, you think, vivachush, bless, vishabchush, praise, vifaru, you remove, yaritz, v'yagdish, v'amnichu, et shemcha, malkem. You're going to praise, they're going to make you as a king, they're going to make you holy, they're going to make you as a king. Vichol peh lacha yodeh, every mouth is going to thank you, vichol hashem lacha tishavar, every tongue will swear to you, v'chol berch lacha tichra, every knee will bend, bow down to you, v'chol kumach nefesh lachavim, the whole height of the body is going to be on the floor, v'chol ba'ut ra'ucha, the heart, be afraid of you, v'chol kev v'gadiz ha'mishmecha, the inside parts, the organs of our body will sing to you, k'adavar she'katuv lach, it says in Tehillim, kol atzmatai tamara, all my bones are going to say Hashem Mikamocha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is like you? Natil ani mechazak memenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says again, it's also a pasuk in Tehillim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves a poor person from a strong person, v'ani ve'evion migozlo, and the poor person, another kind of poor person from the one that's going to rob him. Mid v'lach, who is going to be like, who can you compare to you? Who can be equal to you, value you. You, the one that you made the world. And Rucham, we're going to praise you, Rucham, we praise you, Rucham, make you big, Rucham, we bless the holy name, Tamu, like it says in Tehillim again, David, Barchina, Shiit Hashem, my nefesh, my soul is going to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chol kravaya, all of my organs are going to bless the Shem Kodesho, His Holiness. Okay, b'tatzumot tuzecha, this you the strong one, HaGadol, you big, you great, you kind, v'chol shmecha, with the respect of your name, HaGibol HaNetzach, you the strong forever, v'anura b'norotecha, have mercy with all the things that you're doing, HaMelech, you the king, HaYoshev, sitting at Kisei Ramin. Just for our information, Dari says that the purpose of Shabbat, really, to achieve the purpose of Shabbat, we achieve when we say Nishmat Kofa. If you don't say that, you not only miss the part of Nishmat Kofa, you miss the whole purpose of Shabbat, you will not get on Shabbat what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to get, and not only you won't get what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to get, it means, Chas Shalom, you will not be able to accomplish on Shabbat what you should accomplish on Shabbat. Now, what accomplish on Shabbat? Right. I will get it in a minute. It's a very nice thing to say. The question is how to do it. The Zari, you know, he doesn't give all the information in one spot. And Ari himself was afraid to reveal the secret. Was afraid. Not only the Ari was afraid, but all of them. The Ramban writes in the Chumash before that, he said 700 years ago. He doesn't want to reveal the secret. He says, it's a secret. A lot of times in the Chumash, and you read the commentary of the Ramban, the Chumash, the Ramban writes, a secret. That's one. The reason behind it, it's a very dangerous thing to reveal the secret of God. It's a secret. It's a secrecy. It's not just, you know, you can't, the Gemara said, you just cannot stand up and say the secrets about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's dangerous. It's not only dangerous to speak about it, it's dangerous even to think about it. And the Midrash, the Gemara brings stories about Chachamim, that one of the Chachamim, his name was Ben Zoma, Shimon ben Zomar, this one of the Greeks, almost as high as Rabbi Akiva. I was standing one on the street, and one of the Chachamim met him and asked him, what are you doing now? He says, I am now connecting myself to one of the skies upstairs. And I am now between the two oceans upstairs. There's a Rakia upstairs. She went all the way up to Kisei HaKavod. He's upstairs, like a Shamayim,
multiple levels.
There's this separation between the multiple levels. Rabbi Chachamim was standing outside and he was thinking about it. He was trying to connect himself to reach that level to understand what's going on with them. Rabbi Chachamim said, probably he won't make it. And within a few months, the Ben Zoma died. Died young. Again, it's not just that you're not allowed to speak about it, sometimes you're not allowed to think about it. That's how dangerous it is. And then the Ramban writes in the Chumash a few times, he says, it's a secret. He's not telling us what it is. And he says sometimes...
How is it that any of the others are able to, in their own way, think about it,
right,
and not have died also?
No.
Were you saying they're not allowed to think about it?
No. Whatever he was thinking about, this Ben Zoma, only one more person was able to reach as far as him. That was Rabbi Akiva. The rest they weren't able to do it.
You told us about somebody who...
It's very dangerous. It's like you're going to drill. You're going to drill in a boat.
But the Ariya
to see what's going
on. About it.
Again, that's exactly what I tried to say. The Ariya, when Ariya tells something, usually he doesn't tell you the whole picture. He puts in one page one thing, and 300 pages later he put another thing. It's like a puzzle that you have to put it together. He himself said he suffered in his life when he revealed too many secrets. He says about himself that he had tragedy in his life.
Same thing with the Ramcha.
Ari said he finished the tikkun. Ari said he didn't have to stay anymore in this world. He didn't say that he died because he revealed the secret. But he said, No. He said he finished the job.
How old was he when he died?
37.
The Ari was 37.
Left.
No. How many more than that?
No.
Hmm?
He was in his 30s.
30?
33.
No.
Yeah. I thought
it was 32. No. But Ramo was 30. Ari was 37. 30, between 37 and 40. The same. Closer to 40. Ramchal was 37. So the Ari says in one point Ari says that you should know that Nishmat Kol Chai is so important that the accomplishment that you should do on Shabbat you cannot do unless you say Nishmat Kol Chai. Again, the accomplishment, it doesn't mean that I have to do something on Shabbat. But what it really, in our language, in our level, what it means is that the next few days after Shabbat, they get the power from Shabbat. So if you want to have a good Sunday, a good Monday, a good Tuesday, and maybe Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday also, maybe, the energy of those days come from Nishmat Kol Chai. So if the stock market is plunged on Monday, you know this is a lack of Nishmat Kol Chai. Because Nishmat Kol Chai has the power to fix everything. That's how powerful Nishmat Kol Chai is. When Hashem says Parilah, we'll get it in a minute, why they put it before Shabbat. It's not just to sit down and praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But this, I think the other would not have put it before Shabbat. And if it's something so important, they will put it every day. But Shabbat only you can say Nishmat Kol Chai. And Shabbat only is the day that you can accomplish Nishmat Kol Chai.
Doesn't
mean
else say if you don't go to
mitzvah,
you can't
meet right. Right. Well, he says, I didn't want to say it. In English, there's no mitzvah. Mr. Another says it's an hour and 10 minutes you have to walk. Mr. Another says it takes an hour and 10 minutes to walk to tennis line.
Shabbat morning,
yeah?
No, but after...
No, Shabbat morning, I'm telling
you. Can still get Nishama
Yisrael. We'll get in the sound second. Rabbani didn't hear.
You had said that there was another Tana or Mora who reached such a level, and then he was Megaya.
Okay. He went off to death. Yeah. Elisha ben Aruya. Somebody else. Yeah. Got off the path completely.
Rabbi, what is one thing that you want to tell him during the week?
Okay.
If you stay in Germany.
Okay. Right. Right. Okay. As soon as the Yotat Tafari, a few months. So all the questions that you have, you go to Tfat. Bang on the monument. There is a candle over there already. Somebody that needed the candle should burn 24 hours, 365 days a year. You go over there next to the candle, you bang on the Ari, he says, listen, we don't understand what you want.
First
you go to the Mikvah. First you go to Mikvah, otherwise you cannot get to Mikvah. Right.
Well, we made
the Ari says that this is what Mr. Berkowitz said, the Ari says that before Nishmat Kol Chai, if you want really to accomplish everything, you have to walk 7 o'clock. Or to stay in Tel Chai for Shabbat if it's too far for you to walk. Or to move to Monty. Or I don't know, Boropai, I don't know. Yerushalayim, I thought to say. But Ari says, without a mikveh, it's impossible to reach and to connect and to get what you're supposed to get in Nishmat Kol Chai. We'll get in a minute what you're supposed to get. But Ari says, it's a condition. Without it, you cannot do it. Again, Ari said, Ari doesn't say it so clearly the way I say that. But let's say if you stayed up the whole night, if you stayed up the whole Friday night, that's what they used to do in Europe. And in Europe, people did not go to sleep Friday night. They used to go home after Kabbalat Shabbat, after Arvit, used to eat the meal, go back to Beit HaKnesset, stay in Beit HaKnesset the whole night, learn, pray Shacharit in the morning, and then go home. The whole Europe.
What about if you go
to... I wouldn't say the whole millions of people, but whoever had some understanding in Nishmat Kol Chai, this you don't have to go to the mikveh, because you want to the mikveh Friday night, and you stay up in the Beit HaKnesset the whole day, the whole night, you don't stop. Even though the Ari says himself, for example, this is himself on Chag HaShavuot, Ari used to go to the mikveh, even though he was up the whole night. Right. Right by Alot HaShachar, right by dawn, a little bit before dawn, Ari said you should go to mikveh on Shavuot, and the same thing he said on Shana Rabbah. But again, to accomplish the Nishmat Kol Chai, if you went to the mikveh Friday, that is this, and you stayed up the whole night, and you learned the whole night, not stayed up the whole night and play Sheshmesh. You know, if you stayed up the whole night in Beit HaKnesset, and you learned, and then you play Sheshmesh for Chai, maybe you don't have to go to mikveh. Again, maybe you'll be able to accomplish what Ari said you should accomplish, and you'll be able to get what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you. And this is the whole power of Shabbat, is Nishmat Kol Chai, if you're not.
Because
tomorrow the night, partially. Yeah, when you go to sleep, it's not only that, because it means when you go to sleep, you disconnect yourself. Understand? Even without the tumor. Falling asleep, it means that you take the plug out of the outlet. And if you are, he's connected the whole time. The person got Aria was afraid. Aria was afraid that he didn't go to sleep during the week. In the afternoon, never. Because he was afraid to go to sleep. If I go to sleep, it means I take the plug out of the outlet. Only on Shabbat, it says you can go to sleep in the afternoon. But this is because of Nishmat Kol Chai, you see in a minute. But then during the week, Aria never went to sleep. He was afraid to go to sleep. He said, I'm afraid to go to sleep.
At night he went, didn't go to sleep? No,
at night he went. But during the day.
He didn't take a nap?
No, never. David didn't go to sleep during the night. Right. That's a question. If it's 59 or 2.5, it's a question. After 2.5, my Chacham say it's called not sleeping. But Ari was afraid to take a nap.
Why didn't they put Nishmat after Baruch?
Right, that's what I'm going to ask. Why did they say Nishmat before Yishtabach?
The Neshama comes through your neck at Baruch.
Right.
So if you say Nishmat before, you're not even there.
Right. Right.
So why didn't they change
right.
it? Like the rest of the week, they make it different.
Right. You're right. You'll see in a minute. So again, they should not underestimate the power of Nishmat just, you know, to double it, just to say the power of the whole Shacharit, the power of Shabbat is Nishmat Kol Chai. That's what he said. In the world of Nishmat Kol Chai, that's all power. And if you say the Kavanah that he says, this is what you're going to accomplish. What are you going to accomplish? Now he says like this. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu created us in a system. It's not, did not create us in the way we are created because it makes sense. It's a system for creation of a person. And there's a reason for every bone and for every part in our body. It's not you can do without it and you can do something else in the body. As the Gemara says, if you have an extra piece in your body, it's not good for you. And so you want to have an extra heart, an extra kidney. The Gemara says, it's called Taef, it means something's wrong with you. But for an animal, you cannot bring it as a sacrifice to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Taref, an extra. And somebody was born, Chas Shalom, with six fingers. I said, it's even better, it can count more dollars. He says, no, it's Taref. It's Taref.
What do? You remove one?
Yeah. That's all. I know people that were born with six, more than one person.
And they removed one?
Yeah. Girls? Yeah. I don't know if they did. The extra one, I don't think the extra one you have to. What you have to bury is part of the part of the body. But if it's an extra one, I don't know if you have to bury. I don't know. Now, there is a reason for every part of our body, there's a system for that. So Chaim Vital writes in his book, based on the Ari, but Ari said it before him. Ari told him. He says, you have an neshama. And the neshama, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made first, this is the base of the body. And the body is like the cover for the neshama. And the neshama of the person also was made accordingly. The neshama also has the same pieces as the body. And the body just functions together with the neshama. The neshama is connected to the body. For example, you have in every bone, you have a piece of neshama. And this is really the creation, the neshama. And this is what the Chachamim have this kind of machloket. The Mashiach will come if people will walk on the street with the body or just neshama. What it means neshama is also a form of a body, just without the flesh and the bones on top of it. But you'll be able to recognize, and you see somebody, your eyes will see and recognize somebody. He says, hey, I know this guy. He says, what is this? And you don't see nothing. He says, you see a form of a person. You can see him with his face, you can see him with his whole body, and he's nobody. It's just a form of the body. That form of the body is with the spiritual body that's underneath our body. I mean, the body of a person really is like the cover for the original body that was made only from the neshama. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his wisdom, when he made it that our body is, when it fits our neshama, and when it fits our neshama, the neshama is connected to the pieces. That means the neshama is not connected, that's what you have sickness. And so all of a sudden you see, you can move your hands, you can move your foot, all of a sudden the man is having a heart attack. What's heart attack, Chas V'Shalom? Heart attack means that the heart is not connected to the spiritual heart that's underneath the heart. Which is a person he broke his leg. So suppose you say he fell down and broke his leg. He says, really, what happened if he broke his leg? What really happened? The really happened is that his neshama, that it is underneath the leg, separated from the leg. And that's how the leg broke. This is the guy, you see, he had a miracle. He says he jumped from the Brooklyn Bridge into the water, nothing happened to him. Nothing happened to him. Another guy jumped behind him, broke his leg. And what's the difference? He says, this guy had a miracle? He didn't have a miracle. He says, yeah, that's not true. It's not a miracle. The miracle is the consequence, it's the result. What really is happening, that somebody breaks his leg, breaks his hand, or he has a sore, it says he has infection. Yeah, for example, it's a sore throat. So sore throat means no infection. You go to the doctors and see a sore throat. So what is really behind the sore throat? This is a piece of neshama that you have in your throat is not connected anymore to your throat. If it is, you cannot get sick. Sickness, as Ari, is when the body is separating itself from what we call the neshama that gives the energy to that part of your body.
And what causes that?
Mainly sins, mainly.
The major rabbonim and what happened in the world,
Right. So you're asking good questions. But yes, the major Rabbonim, the major great people of the world, how come they die? Let's say, how come they die? Forget about that.
How come they get sick?
Right. How come they died in the Holocaust?
Right.
Right. So this is my question. What do you mean, it's your question?
I asked for
it. Oh, you asked something else?
They also take on the sufferings in the rest of the world.
Yes, this is a lot of answers, a lot of answers. It says in the Torah, it says in the Torah. That's the root, the root. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he wants to destroy his dome. Rav was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu what was going to be the Tzadikim in his dome. Without the Shtraimla. Without the Shtraimla. The Grois Rabbunim, the Emes Rabbunim. Yeah. Fine. Like
right.
Right. He wasn't his dome, it's Nagelwood, right? Let's assume Avraham Avinu said he's going to be in his dome 10 Tzadikim. Are those Tzadikim going to say his dome? Hashem said yes. If you have 10, you're going to say dome. Obviously, they won't tell. But some of them were. Because Akash Baruch Hu says nobody is there, right? There's nobody home. Obviously the wall, right? Where are they? Where are the Tzadikim?
Outside.
No. They're inside the ground and they're next to Yam HaMelech. They died with the city of stone. The Tzadikim died with the city of stone. And the Tzadikim, the ones that Avraham Avinu referred to Akash Baruch Hu, if they would be 10 like them, they would save the city of stone. It means they're so powerful, Tzadikim, that even with all the sins of the people of Sodom, the 10 Tzadikim are going to save the city. Just happened to be, they couldn't find 10 Tzadikim. But if they would be 10 Tzadikim, the Torah says, would have so much power, the Tzadikim, they can save those wicked and disgusting people. Can you imagine how Tzadik you have to be that your Zuchut is going to save those Rishayim in Sodom? The Torah, Hashem, this is what we know, there's not 10 people. The Torah says, the Gemara says, the Rami did not ask for less that time. But Rami did not answer him, Rami said, there is no one there. Hashem said, if it's going to be 10.
Does that have anything to do with Minyan?
No.
So how big the Gemara are that we're still cashing in on their...
Right. So, anyway, it says in the Torah that the dome was destroyed. And all the Chachamim say, probably was Tzadikim over there, not 10. And we don't know how many. There were 5 cities, 4 were destroyed on the spot. Could have been 40 Tzadikim died, but Tzadikim is not that we think it's Tzadikim. This is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avinu refers to them as Tzadikim, as the real holy people. They died as dumb. You know why they died as dumb?
So why was Lot saved? He wasn't saved.
Lot was saved. Lot was saved.
He was outside of the city.
Lot was saved for one reason. Kept his mouth shut. Right. Rashi says one. But there's a lot of reasons for that. A lot of reasons for that. Why the Tzadikim cannot escape. One of the reasons they say, it says if you live in a place that they have Rishayim, they have wicked people, because you're neighbor of a wicked person, the Satan has the power. Even the Tzaddik, sometimes he does something not 100%. And because he lives next to that wicked person, the Satan has the permission and the power to kill him when he kills the wicked one. That answers all the questions about the Holocaust. You just need few wicked people, and then all the Tzaddikim are going to die because of 10 wicked people. That's how bad it is to live in a bad city. And that's what Pekei Avot says. It's Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, one of the Tzadikim.
It wasn't their fault that they were moved to Auschwitz. Auschwitz was not a place of...
No. They lived... No.
They moved them from all over
the world. No, they lived before. No, but they lived in a town. When they lived in the town, there were wicked people in the town. And when they put the wicked people on the train, they put the Tzadikim on the train also. It doesn't start with Auschwitz. Auschwitz is just the end.
So they were doomed prior to leaving.
Again. They should not have lived in Krakow, I don't know, next to a...
Many of those cities that were destroyed were cities that only had 90% of the people.
90% doesn't help, I told you. You need 10 bad ones. That 10 bad if you, 10, 10, if you take 10 rotten apples.
So where do you find a pure city?
Englewood.
Rottenberg.
If you have 10 rotten apples and you're going to put it in a bag for good apples, all the apples... The whole box will get better.
Becomes Tama.
It's a Gemara. It's not even Zohar. It's a Gemara.
So you got to live by yourself?
It's the Rambam right. You're right.
Then you don't have a minion. Then you don't have a minion.
You don't need a minion. The Rambam right. You don't need a minion. Right? Rambam right. You go to the desert. You live in a cave. That's the secret behind it.
But you said the other day, when Levi was in a mile of the Aaron, and then everybody else was dispersed, we had to be separated, right? But then they just closed together. They didn't live far
away. Right, that's how it happened. All these tragedies in the desert happened because they lived together. You're right. It's written in the Torah about
Zvon. So how do you disperse the people? How do you have your holy city like Jerusalem?
You have to make everybody do teshuvah. That's what the Zohar says, that's what the Aris says, that you have to worry all the time about those people that don't behave well because they are really the murderers of the generation.
So then we should kill
them. Hashem wanted to do teshuvah, says the Gemara. Gemara says it's true, you should kill them, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu has mercy in the neshama. The Kadosh Baruch Hu waits for them to do teshuvah, the Baruch Hu does not want them to die. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah.
It's got some rules.
So we go back to the subject with your permission. Now he says this is really the secret of all the sicknesses. And the secret for all the tragedies and the problems, really, what it is, he said, was a bomb. And this person was saved, and this person wasn't saved. And it says they sat next to each other, can you imagine? He flew outside the window, nothing happened to him. The guy in front of him, his foot got off. A miracle, miracle. Says, okay, I understand it's a miracle. But what's behind the miracle? How does it work, the miracle? He can't say just, Hashem is me, mercy on this guy, that's me, mercy on this guy, this guy. Says, what's really, if you want to explain what happened? But he said, what happened is that person's neshama was connected to his body. This person, his neshama, was not connected to his body. But it means, again, the neshama has 613 pieces, maybe 365, but 613 pieces. And each part of our body is connected to a part of the skull of a neshama. And this is this is something that you cannot visualize it. This is something, this is the Chachamim say, when Mashiach will come, it's a machloket. If bodies will walk on the street, or just neshamot to walk on the street.
Isn't that safer? It says for each particular sickness, it relates to a certain other?
Yeah, of course. Ari said it. Ari used to go on the street. And Ari used to... Didn't even look at him. Ari is just to... The guy said he doesn't feel well. So Ari said, I want to hear your pulse. Ari used to put his hand on the pulse of the person. He used to tell him, by the way, you have an earache. And the reason is because you didn't listen to your mother-in-law. And now he used to pinpoint for everybody.
Couldn't be from that one, maybe your mother-in-law.
No, he had two ones. He had two. He listened to one. Dari said to the people on Tzfat, to everyone, whoever didn't feel well, he said, just come over to me. Just come over to me. I'll tell you why something hurts you. Sore throat. I said, sore throat, no such thing, because this is because it means that the neshama in your throat is not holding tight to your throat. That's what it means. Shaking. So if the neshama is not holding strong to the body, to that piece is shaking. It says this because shalom can fall, shalom can have an infection, you can call whatever you want, says Dari. It's called klipot, it's called this. And the name is not important, says Dari. But what is really behind that thing? He says, that's called a miracle. He says, the miracle, yes. This guy has a miracle, this guy doesn't have a miracle. Now what's behind this miracle? Behind this miracle is the connection, like the tightness, how tight it is in the neshama to the body. If the neshama is loose from the body, it means that the body is hanging. The body is hanging on nothing. If it's hanging and hanging on nothing, you're always in danger. In danger. The thing that keeps the body alive and connected, and if you could say you should have a miracle, that you'll be on the bus, it's going to be a suicide bomber, and nothing will happen to you, you're going to fly out of the window, or something, says, your neshama will tell you, go sit in the front, don't sit in the back, go sit on the side, don't go on the bus. It's all these things, it says the body gets instructions from the neshama underneath the body, as long as the neshama is connected to the pieces. Now, one word I tell you, what Ari says. Ari says the whole nishmat is to tighten. our neshama to the body. That's it. That's the whole secret.
So why before Barakah?
Huh?
If a person didn't do tshuva, why does he start so?
To tie it again. Ari says, to tie it. Like you tie a screw. He says, nah, you're tying up your body to the neshama. You're screwing the neshama to the body. He says, the whole success of next week, says Ari, the whole success of your life, the whole success of Shabbat is tightening up the neshama to the body. That's the secret of Shabbat. So if you don't keep Shabbat, says Ari, perfect. You should know you lose. He says, wait, something is going to happen. He thinks it can happen right now. It's no. He says, try to untie the screws from the tire. He says, you can drive. He says, all of a sudden, the tire will fall off. It doesn't happen right away. Start to untie all the screws in the car. It doesn't mean you can drive the car. You can drive the car. The question is going to be, you're going to go on a bump, or something will happen, and the whole car will fall apart. It's not really the same thing as a body of a person. All of a sudden, the guy doesn't function. It says, what happens is where? It's like, what's the doctor? It says, you don't understand. It's one answer for all the sicknesses. All the successes, all the tragedies, everything. If you're going to go through Nishmat, you're going to see this is Nishmat. So the whole power of Shabbat, says Ari, is to connect your body together. He says, that's the whole power of Shabbat. He says, the whole power of Shabbat is if you have it in mind, and you know that it's what it is. He says, it's not just to say Nishmat, he says, you think it's a screwdriver, you're going to screw it. It doesn't go this way. He says, to screw the Nishmat to the body, says Ari, it's a system. It's a system that the way that Nishmat was put together. And when you read Nishmat, you'll see that this is the path of Nishmat Kol Chai. And that's what Ari says, that Nishmat Kol Chai, really, when you say Nishmat Kol Chai, you get something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you say Nishmat Kol Chai.
So what?
I didn't say it.
What words yet?
Like the whole Nishmat. The whole Nishmat is like a screwdriver.
Can you follow it through?
You have to follow through the Nishmat, and now you know the purpose. Now you know the purpose of Nishmat, and you know why they put it before Ishtabah. And like Mr. Nader said before, the Neshama goes inside the brain on the right spot after it is Ishtabah. It says, now, before Ishtabah, you're going to put, type everything into the place. Then you're going to enter into those rooms, if you remember we spoke, after Baruch Hu.
So Hu'el and Shochanan are part of Nishmas?
Yes, after Ishtabach. And the whole Nishmat is only to teach you how to tighten it. You understand? It says Nishmat is like the screwdriver. It says, but you have to know this is a screwdriver straight, this is a Phillips, this kind, this size, that size. You cannot use one screwdriver to tight all the bolts, all the screws. So this kind of that screw. It says Nishmat was put together. In order, this Nishmat is like a multi-purpose screwdriver. But with that multi-purpose screwdriver, you tight up all the screws. What it means is that you tie the Nishmat to your body. What it means is nothing can happen to you.
So people that say Nishmat are not supposed to die?
Again, you asked me the same question that you asked me before.
Because I didn't get an answer.
I told you there are a lot of answers why Tzadikim die, why Tzadikim get sick. It's an answer for it. Are we talking about a regular person? We're talking on a regular basis. That a person is going on a bus. And it's this Rasha wicked Arab in Machshum of the war is going on a bus. This is what percentage you have to be saved from this guy. It says, Dari, you're going to save from tragedies, you're going to save from bad times in your life, you're going to be saved from famine, you're going to be saved from all kind of bad things if your neshama is tied to your body. If your neshama is loose from your body, you have more chances, Chas v'Shalom, that something will happen to your body. Again, says Dari, that person is sick on that part of his body. That person, Chas v'Shalom, was hurt in this part of his body. That person lost this part of the body. Says Dari, that this is what I told you before. Dari used to tell people in Tzfat on the street, he says, this part of your body is sick. Sick means is not connected to the piece of the neshama underneath.
But if you haven't done
shuvah,
how does it
fix itself? No, I've done shuvah, it's nothing. You cannot screw anything, you cannot tighten anything unless you do tshuva.
But you get the short bone and goes away in 4 days, how does that happen?
Again, how does it happen with antibiotics? That's a good question. That's a good question. Why somebody has a sickness, he goes to the hospital, the doctor all of a sudden puts him medicine, gives him a shot, gives him antibiotics, the guy was healed. How does it heal? How did it heal, says the Ari? He didn't heal. He really didn't heal. He just healed the flesh. He didn't heal. Underneath, it's the same situation. Might come back. You can have throat, so forth again. Sometimes it's viral, sometimes it's strep, sometimes it's this. Says the Ari. The whole thing is a joke. The whole thing is you have something not tight, loose in the system. So one time you call it this way, one time you call it this way. It's called something is loose, and the shama is not connected to the body 100%.
Can you say Nishmat is before?
Nishmat, so that I tell you now. Somebody came to the Sifeler, was very, very sick. I'm teaching the book about the Sifeler, and the Sifeler told him, I ask for you is Gula, he said Nishmat. But every day. And he did?
30 days.
Huh?
30 days?
No. I thought for the rest of his life, he told him. He told him for the rest of his life, I don't know, for the rest of his life, but he didn't tell him a time. It doesn't say in the book a time. It says in the book that the Sifeler told him, you say Nishmat every day. So simple people say Nishmat every day, it means they know, you say that like, you say Tilim every day, you say Nishmat every day. But you know, no, Nishmat is not Tehillim. Nishmat is much higher than Tehillim. Nishmat is you going to tie your neshama to the parts of your body. Therefore, the sickness that you have cannot do anything to the system.
But where do we get that out of the words that are in here? And now it says, "Al kainei avirim shitolav."
Wait.
It seems like this is an all-purpose prayer. It consolidates past, present, and future.
Correct.
And first, second, and third person.
Correct.
And therefore, it's a total package.
Correct. Can I go home now?
Is that what it means? Is that what it represents?
Yes. Yes. You got it. You got it right. But in all that, what it says, that Nishmat is like a screwdriver. It says, in order for you to really do the job right, you cannot do it unless you go to me. You can't. Impossible. Like he says, it's impossible.
Again,
we gotta
make our own
big one. So Ari says, like, are you getting go? I'm going to answer the question with your permission. Farshad is a Farsi, he has to know this. I will tell you the way Ari puts it in another place in the Ari, and you'll understand what it means. Ari says like this. One time you have to go to Nikkel Friday afternoon. And then again, you have to go Friday morning. Shabbat morning. One time Friday afternoon, not in the morning. Besides you go in the morning, you go in the afternoon. That's easy to be a Jew. Not easy. But again, you have to know that you're playing now, Friday afternoon and Shabbat morning, you're playing with a screwdriver. What it means is that the whole next week you'll be loose. The neshama is not connected to the body. That's how dangerous it is. But that's what Ari says, you cannot do it without mixing. So Ari says that it's Friday afternoon, the screwdriver that you're holding, and it is in Lachadodi, in Barhu, in Apores, Sukkot Shalom, three places.
Ben Ishchai is
based on Ari.
Yeah.
But
Ari
also... Ari says like this, when you go to Mikveh on Friday afternoon, when you dip yourself in the Mikveh underneath the water, you should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to have the power for the screwdriver. Remember?
No,
okay. Then you come out of the mikveh, hopefully you have the screwdriver in your hand. So you use it three times Friday night. One time you say, boy chala. You tight one thing. One time when you say, Baruch Hu et Hashem Amburach, you tight another thing. Then you say, Apores Sukkot Shalom Aleinu, is the last thing. Now everything is tight in the system. This is Friday night. Shabbat morning, you have to tie it again. When you tie it in Nishmat, all the parts together. Friday night, use the screwdriver three times. Shabbat morning, he used the major screwdriver, a multi-purpose screwdriver, if you buy Home Depot, he says that multi-purpose screwdriver will tighten all the bolts and all the screws in one time at Nishmat. What's the difference between Nishmat and Friday night? Says something like this. A person, his neshama that's underneath his body, this is the form of the body. Again, the body is like a cover-up for the neshama. That image is made from two pieces. It's called one piece is a male, one is a female. This is when Adam HaRishon was created as one unit, if you remember. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to Home Depot, bought a sword it, and it's called Nesira in Kabbalah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut it, and now we have a man and a lady. Originally, man was two entities, they had two faces. Man, Adam HaRishon had two faces.
Multi-purpose.
He had a face of a man in the front, the face of the lady in the back. It was a man and a lady together. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated them.
Now this is spiritually or physically?
Both. Says Ari, spiritually, he had neshama. It means, again, the image, a spiritual body that was a male plus a spiritual body of a lady. Says Ari, everybody has it. Not exactly what Adam HaRishon had, but very similar to that. So it means like this, that under your hand, under the flesh, under the bone, what you have is, you have a spiritual bone, spiritual flesh. That spiritually bone, spiritually flesh, has two entities. A male, spiritually flesh and bone, and a female, spiritually flesh and bone. Now a male person has more male, spiritually flesh, less female spiritually flesh, and the lady is opposite. The lady has more spiritual flesh female, less, but she still does have a piece, it's called spiritual flesh male inside the system. It's why always sometimes you find ladies very tough, and sometimes you find men very soft. Because the man, again, contains two spiritual body underneath his skin. Again, most of a man's spiritual body is male. He is a little bit of female, and the lady is opposite. Cesare is when you screw the neshama, the spiritual body, into actual physical body, it says Friday night you screw the female part of your body for a man, and in the morning you screw the spiritual male body into the actual body.
Is that why you use the bottom chala and the top chala?
Maybe.
And also, bone.
How does a woman connect her bone?
Same thing.
But she doesn't go to the mikveh.
Right. She doesn't need to. She really doesn't need it. I said, Tari, this is Friday afternoon, you go to mikveh, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you want to have a screwdriver. Since that screwdriver is going to be used for the female spiritual part of my body to screw it to my body. Shabbat morning, says Dari, you're going to have a screwdriver to screw the spiritual male body the male part into actual my male body. So that's why it's so important to be in the morning and in the evening and Friday afternoon in the mikveh, because that time you're ready to screw it into the system. Again, says Nari, if you stay up all night and you stay in the Knesset and you don't disconnect the plug from the outlet, maybe you can do it without it. Maybe. Preferably you should go to the mikveh Shabbat morning. Says Nari, the whole power, that true business, is Shabbat morning, that this is the male part, the spiritual male part of our body going to be screwed and tied to our physical male body, This is when you say Nishmat Kol Chai. And if you read the text of Nishmat Kol Chai, it's very obvious. I said, how do you do it? I mean, it's a very nice spirit. I said, actually, what do you say? What do you do? He says, I just Makadosh Baruch Hu, I want to explain to you something. And says, I know you're the greatest. And I says, okay, I know I'm the greatest. And what are you trying to say? I said, I'm trying to say that I understand the value of Makadosh Baruch Hu. I says, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say that my body understands it now. It means my whole system understands it right now. I says, now he said, okay, listen, I know, you know, you saved me from here, you saved me from there, you took me from there, you took me from there. You gave me this, you gave me that. He says, what does that all this mean? It all means, says Ari, that because I was in a situation and I am in a position to get from you something. He says, when you get from Hashem, when you're not sick, when you don't get those sicknesses and those bad epidemics and all these things that happen, it's only when my neshama is screwed to my bone. I says, this is the punchline. He says, Barchin Ashita et Hashem. All my bones are going to say, who is that true Hashem? So what I'm saying is one thing. If my mouth will be full of singing, it says my tongue is like the waves, it says my eyes is like the sun and the moon, it says my feet is like deer's, my hands is like eagle. It says, what are you trying to say? So I'm trying to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that all my physical body is ready to serve you. Only in that position, says Zari, that you can tie the neshama to the flesh. Because otherwise, says Zari, the neshama and the flesh don't go together. The flesh wants to play sheshbesh. It says, the flesh of the person, he wants to say Lashon Hara with his mouth. He wants to look with his eyes and in fact he wants. It says, Nishmat Kol Chai, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, we understand the purpose of the body, and we understand who you are, and we understand what you did for us. All these, if you combine them together, says Ari, is only to show that our body is in a position or in a level that you can tie the neshama to the body. How does it can't tie the neshama to the body? Because the neshama will not stay to the body. The body wants to do bad things and the neshama is loose. That's what Ari said. You get sick, you get an infection because gut loose. So what do you mean gut loose? If it's gut loose, it means the body and the neshama don't go together. It says if you want to tie it, if you want to be safe from all the problems, it's only if the body and the neshama, they understand, they speak the same language. They have no machloket. If your hand wants to punch somebody, if your hand wants to do a thing, it says the neshama inside your hand will not be tied to your body. It will be loose to your body. The neshama wants to run away from your body. Because the neshama wants only to do good things, and the body wants to do bad things. Nishmat Kol Chai, when you say Nishmat Kol Chai, this is prior for the neshama to go straight into the brain of the person. It says, I'm not just accepting the neshama inside my brain. It's much deeper. It says, now I'm going to tie to all my neshama to all the parts of my body. And this is going to give my body a success and a good future this week. It says, that means that I'm really screwing it. It says, what is screw? I didn't screw it. It says, by saying neshmata, it says, that's a screwdriver. It says, Nishmat Kol Chai is only something that I'm making a statement that I understand for myself and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I understand what is the purpose of the body, and I'm going to say that my body is really in a time that the body wants to get screwed and connect, tied to my neshama. If you read, that's what you say, that's the whole Nishmat Kol Chai. Every praise that you say, or every second that you say, is only to say that I'm ready to tie my neshama to my body. Because otherwise you can't just tie it. Because the body doesn't agree with the neshama, and the neshama doesn't agree with the body. In order for the body to agree with the neshama, and the neshama to agree with the body, is both of them have the same purpose. That's what you say, I know my body has the same purpose as the neshama. I say, what's the purpose? He says, my hands is to praise God, my mouth is to praise God, my feet is to praise God, my eyes is to praise God, all my body is to praise God. He says, this is God. Remember, you saved me, you didn't let me fall this, I didn't get sick, that. He says, you can do anything for me. Says, what does that mean? It means I understand God Almighty, I understand my purpose, that this is the purpose of Shabbat. That's what's called the Shabbat, is so powerful. It says, Shabbat, is oneg means pleasure. If you take the word oneg, says Ari, and you change the position of the letters, it's called nega. Nega, sickness. Says Ari, Shabbat is something that can heal your sickness. Says Ari, what is it, magic? Because I keep Shabbat, I won't get sick. If the person is very sick, I say, you have Sgula to keep Shabbat. I say, what is this? It's antibiotic. He says, no. You're sick because the neshama is not tied to your body. The neshama is loose. So again, it doesn't mean that tomorrow morning you're going to die. But you mean eventually something is going to happen to you. You think, nothing will happen to you. You walk on the street, everything is okay. You say, you don't understand. It's like your car. All the screws from the tires are loose. All of a sudden, all the tires are full. You say, what happened? I was driving fine. You say, you don't understand. The screws, that's loose. You drove with loose screws. So that means Shabbat is tightening the screws. So that means that's what it is. The Shabbat changes the sickness into pleasure. So it's not because I keep Shabbat. Because the Shabbat that I keep, Shabbat is like a screwdriver that ties all the bolts and the screws together. So that the screwdriver is Nishmat Kol Chai in the morning. And this is the part of the neshama that gets connected tight to the person's body. And that moment, that's what you reach. This is the level that Baruch Hu wants you to have on Shabbat. And this is what the Gemara says, on Shabbat, don't think about business. Don't talk about business. Don't try to do any other things. It says, because what it means is the opposite of Nishmat. It says, whatever you do on Shabbat wrong, it means that the opposite of that statement. It says, that statement is in order to tie, to screw, and to connect the neshama straight to the body, and by still doing certain things, you're just going to iron and you are rooted. You just go and then you lose it. And says, okay, I open the school a little bit. I do this on Shabbat, I lose this one. I do this on Shabbat, I lose that one. And this is the very number of horses you know how to do on Shabbat, and to be very careful on Shabbat. It's crucial. It's not, I do Shabbat this the way I feel I do Shabbat. You don't understand. You are unscrewing right now screws. So now your body is shaking. Now the neshama is shaking. It's apart from the body. So you're taking responsibility. Now you're going to drive the car with the screws. You're losing the screws. Really, this is why Shabbat is so important. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbat. That's the whole power of Shabbat. And this was, the Torah was given to us on Shabbat as well. So really, this is really the present HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. He gave us the present screwdriver. Now that screwdriver, everything is loose. It's a Shabbat. You have the power. But only in Shabbat you can do it. This is the stuff that I told the person. He said, if you're sick, you have to understand. If you do it every day, also it has a tremendous power that you prepare your body, that you prepare the neshama. Again, you cannot screw it. You cannot screw it in. You cannot tie it in. But as at least you know the obligation of the parts of the body. That helps also, says the stabler, says it also helps for the person to heal himself from those kind of sicknesses because he at least understands the purpose of the body. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it into consideration. But real medicine, the real healing is the Shabbat, again, Friday night, when we say Lecha Dodi, and Boi V'Shalom, and Ben Baruch Hu, and then Boi from Israel V'Shalom, Apostle Kashalom, Aleim from Israel, Al Yerushalayim. It says this is, you tight, the female.
What connection is there between this and the Neshama Yisrael?
That's the Neshama Yisrael, that's the Neshama Yisrael gets involved. That's what it means. Neshama Yisrael really what it means, it gives a boost to the neshama that you have. It means like you have a low electricity. And neshama etera comes and gives it a boost. What it means is actually that the spiritual neshama in the body gets a little bit energy. But again, you have to tie it to the place, to the bone. So that this is the whole power of neshama. And in some places they used to say neshama 20 minutes, is to sing Nishmat, and sing, and sing, and sing, and sing. Right. The whole thing is Satan. The whole thing is Satan. Sorry, after you say the whole Tukhid Zimra, and you all come on before, and you're all ready, it says, now I'm going to type everything. And the whole thing before is just to be ready for this act to tie the Nishma to the back.
See, what the Stapler says, right. Did he mean to say the Nishmas every day between Oz Yashim?
No.
He meant to say it separately.
Right. I said it in the book. No, it can even Mansi. I told you. It can even Mansi on your calendar. I didn't say the word separately. But...